couldn't stop staring at it because it had all of its teeth. Guitarist Roger Hodgson of Supertramp turned 73 today. By the way, if you Google Supertramp, you mostly get results from Madonna. And today is National Fragrance Day, or as Uber drivers know it, Tuesday. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. New York City continues to brace for protest and the possibility of violence if former President Trump is indicted. A grand jury in Manhattan has been hearing evidence in secret for weeks about hush money payments made on Trump's behalf during the 2016 presidential campaign. The former president blasting the investigation as politically motivated. The Pentagon speeding up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, opting to send a refurbished older model that can be ready faster. The aim is to get those tanks to the Russia-Ukraine war zone in 8 to 10 months. On Wall Street, stocks finishing higher. The Dow was up 316 points. The NASDAQ gained 184, and the S&P 500 added 51. This is SRN News.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt, I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me, and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
Blue Jays, Bulldogs, Bruins, and Razorbacks, Hurricanes, Huskies, Owls, Cougars, Wildcats, Aztecs, Spartans, Musketeers, Crimson Tide, Longhorns, Volunteers, 15 Senior Tigers ruined your hoop dreams, you got killed, your bracket looks like a crime scene, the Sweet 16.
Oh boy, am I excited to look at the NewYorkPost.com. And the headlines change, they're no longer all focused and excited, you know, with banks failing and everything else going on. Their big story was Gwyneth Paltrow's ski accident and a $300,000 lawsuit. But Piers Morgan has now taken the top spot as Ron DeSantis opens fire on Trump's character and chaotic leadership style.
That's not going to bode well.
It's not going to win any elections.
Mm-mm.
Not going to win any elections. If they were to find a way where they could team up, you see, Donald Trump doesn't want to be a part of a team. It's him. And nobody else. And while he absolutely made Ron DeSantis possible, Ron DeSantis still had to go in and get the job done. And he has stood up to the left time after time after time, getting pornography out. I mean, we're talking real hardcore stuff. I'll bet a lot of parents have no idea what kids are checking out in their school libraries.
Mm-mm. They'd be shocked.
And DeSantis told Piers, I can win the presidency. I believe he could, too. Oh, Willis Reed, legendary Knicks Hall of Famer, has passed away at the age of 80. Then there's the story about Veep and Office Stars. Bruce Springsteen, look, I know there's a lot of Springsteen fans, and I have great respect for his pedigree and music. I wouldn't go listen to him if he was in the boss's office doing a private show right now. I think he's the biggest phony in America. Working man. Really?
No.
You buy that? Come on. It's nothing worth getting ugly over. Ooh, Cameron Diaz reportedly quit acting again after Jamie Foxx on-set meltdown. My goodness, tempers are flaring, aren't they? What else is on the front page of NewYorkPost.com? California thieves steal $500,000 of weed. They got pictures of this, and they all look like the same people. That video that we were open the show with in a San Francisco mall. Dozens of young people, early teens, that looked to me just wailing on each other. You couldn't even tell which side was which. It looked very much like the Lee High School video that we had a few weeks ago before that got conveniently buried. Isn't it amazing how those things go away? Mm-hmm. They're just wailing. This is what we're doing. This is what all this woke crap is producing, is people who just want to show up somewhere and beat the crap out of each other. That's what we're getting. See, father tased over seat dispute on flight. I felt like an animal. Here's reason 1,842 to never get on an airplane again. Tasing people on airplanes because they can't coexist in a cabin. I felt like an animal. I got to see this. Because I had not seen this story prior to this afternoon. The disturbing moment when cops tased a man for refusing to move seats during a flight was captured on camera. I felt like an animal, tasing victim Balak Bet Malou told 9 News. I was tasered and carried out of the place, pushed. The shocking incident occurred Saturday night while he was on a Jetstar flight from Perth, Australia to his hometown in Melbourne. That's why the idea of, and my daughter's at the other end of a flight, I can't bring myself to do it. Can't get on a plane. Too much tension, too much. So even the, an airplane is one place where you really need to kind of do what you're told, even if you don't like what you're being told to do. Mm-hmm. Even if they're not letting you sit in a seat, you can deal with that after the fact, but they don't play any games. Hey, that new documentary, I don't know if anybody listening saw it, that was on Fox, The Fifth Plane. I heard that's really good. If you watch that, I would love to get a review at 272-9228. From 9/11, A Fifth Plane. That there's plenty of circumstantial evidence to show that really? It was going to be part of the attack. And I remember at the time, there was word that there might be as many as 10 planes carrying hijackers, but a lot of planes never got off the ground, and then they canceled all the flights and made everybody else land. That was the end of flying as a fun experience. And that saddens me. I remember when it was so weird because it's a big and busy air traffic corridor in South Florida. And I used to rollerblade up and down this long sidewalk. And it was right underneath the area where planes would come in to land at Fort Lauderdale. It was a very busy airport. And it was so weird because after doing the news immediately following 9/11, and we're all stressed out, that's how I burned off some of that angst. And you could hear the quiet in the sky. No planes. For 3 days. Do you remember, those of you who experienced it, what it was like when they finally started flying again? There was this great trepidation building. Get to the airport 3 hours early and get ready to get wanded and scanned and x-rayed and all the rest of it. And flying is supposed to save you time. And if you're taking a 90-minute flight somewhere, but you got to be at the airport 3 hours early, what's the point? That's why I can have the best seat in the house in my car. I can have what I want to eat when I want it, drink what I want, soft drinks or other refreshments, and smoke. I still have a smoking section in my Nissan Rogue. And it takes about 2 extra hours to get door to door to where I'm going from here, as opposed to getting to the airport early, hoping that your connecting flight gets you to the flight you've got to connect with on time, and hoping that leaves on time, weather permitting, to get down there. Then you got to go rent a car after you wait for your luggage. So what's the point? That's why I drive it. I've got the route memorized. I know the name of every bridge, the Suwannee River on I-10, and all of them. I know them all by heart. I can tell you what street sign is coming up next. But I'd rather do that than fly. I have made the flight a couple of times commercially, but not since 2011. No thanks. So that's the story on that. Nobody saw. Is anybody listening today? I'm just curious.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Christopher Russo signs new deal with ESPN. All right. Sources tell the Post that talk radio legend Chris Russo has a new deal with the continue appearing on First Take, where he's developed great chemistry with Molly Quinn and fellow high volume broadcaster Stephen A. Declined to comment. Blah 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 blah. Financial compensation is not known, but Russo told Howard Stern, who's a twerp, that he was earning $10,000 per appearance on ESPN. I'm wondering if this is gonna take him off high heat. In a way, I kind of hope they do, only because then I won't have to worry about cable anymore. 4:12 is the time, and here is Eric the dog.
Hola.
What's happening?
You know, somebody who's flown a lot recently.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Past couple years. I can tell you, I don't know why they still make you take your shoes off. And depending on how backed up TSA is, sometimes they don't make you unload all your stuff like they normally tell you to do.
They don't make you do that?
Yeah, sometimes. I've been in airports where they're like, don't take anything out of your bag. You can leave your shoes on. Come on. I have personally seen it myself, so that's not up for debate.
Everything they've done, though, has been a knee-jerk reaction to what happened on 9/11. And then the shoe bomber, right? Then all of a sudden everybody had to take their shoes off. And then somebody else had... Then they have some explosive chemical. No, you can't have more than 3 ounces of shampoo. And it's gotten nuts.
Well, it's ridiculous. I saw a woman with a bag full of Listerine. I don't know what she was doing with it.
Getting drunk.
She had a big, like a gallon Ziploc bag, slap full of Listerine, travel size. And another one going to let them take her with her. You ain't getting on there with all that. Hilarious. And, you know, they make you step through this thing now. It's some kind of fancy X-ray machine where it can see things that you probably wouldn't let other people see.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of embarrassing, but I guess it beats the pat down. I got a pat down one time, and I told the guy started doing it. I went, oh, and he quit. They don't think that's funny, by the way. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, that's, you know, when Bush, after 9/11, and Bush talked about this new level of security at the airports, I thought we were going to have this elite, physically in shape, well-trained group that would be at the airport using visual profiling to look for trouble.
Yeah, profile all right.
Now, that's racist. Can't have profiling, so...
And I'll tell you... I'm sorry.
Your grandmother's much more likely to be, you know, set aside for a good fondling than anybody else.
Right. You know what I do for a living, so I had some replacement blades for my razor knife in my bag that I take to work all the time, and I had forgotten I'd even have them. Went through TSA, and I got to Seattle, and was going through my bag and found them, and I like they had a heart attack. And I was like, oh, my God, yeah. I'm going to jail. But the bag went through TSA and everything. I'm like, good catch, guys.
Unbelievable.
But, I mean, you know, so this thing isn't as foolproof, and it's only as good as the people monitoring it.
How long is that flight when you got to travel to, like, Alaska?
Leaving here, got to go to, you end up going to Charlotte, Seattle, Juneau. That's like 11, 12, 14 hours, depends on weather and that type of stuff.
Oh,
and coming
my
back,
God.
coming back faster. You can get back because I go Juneau, Seattle, Dallas, Birmingham, and that's about an hour short or so.
Oh,
about
God.
Why do you 12, have to go through Charlotte 14. On the way out?
You got to go through somewhere to get anywhere from here.
It's a route that they take, and it's better than going. I told my boss I'm not driving 3 hours to go to Hartsfield to have somebody drive 3 hours back, so yeah. They fly me out of Birmingham, and that's a route that they take regularly, I guess, Charlotte to Seattle. Nobody flies directly into Juneau because, except for Alaska Airlines and sometimes Delta, because I guess they got a contract. But so everybody goes into Seattle to get an Alaska airline.
Once in a while, I watch Ice Airport Alaska. That's kind of an interesting show.
I saw those guys shoot that gun one time at some ducks. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they just to get rid of them.
Yeah, just rode out there, and it got popped off a few rounds, and then a little bit, probably less than a minute later, here come a seaplane take, so they could take off.
Yeah.
They watch that stuff pretty close.
That's a very busy place.
Indeed it is, sir.
Good to hear from you.
All right, y'all. Adios.
Adios.
Bye.
So we know we have two people listening today. That's nice.
Yeah.
Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing brings you the next segment of the show. This is such a fantastic group of people. I urge you to get yourself a Clark's Club membership, especially since we're just like weeks away from ongoing, relentless, beat you down, hot weather. You want to make sure that the system that comforts you and your family is in good working order, and there's a team of people to service it should something go wrong. But when you partner up with Clark's and have a membership, the tune-ups they give you, two a year, they do everything possible during those to make sure they leave behind a system that's running economically efficiently with minimum draw on energy and that all the major components have been well checked out. The idea being, and either Rick or Bobby Clark will tell you this, a system should last 20 years. If it's not maintained, if it's not serviced on a regular basis, you get what you don't pay for. If that makes sense. They also have some amazing and talented plumbers. Now, you can win one of those memberships on the morning show called Jay Scott between 6 and 9 and give them your first name and last initial. We do a drawing for one every Friday. But for $180, you get your money back on lowered electric costs and the peace of mind that comes with having the best in the business on your side. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Here is Legal Eagle and local heartthrob.
Oh, Chad.
Three people listening today. Three people.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah. The count. The count's one, two, three. I've done the Alaska thing. I like flying out of Atlanta straight to Seattle so you don't get stuck in Charlotte. And you can get stuck in Charlotte in thunderstorms worse than you can get stuck in Atlanta. But Seattle's a long flight from Atlanta, 5 hours.
Hey, Trump apparently is going to need a good criminal defense attorney. Have they reached out to you?
Not me. I'm a commercial lawyer, right? Labor and employment. I don't think he's going to need much of one, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Sure.
So I want to explain the case in simple form so everybody understands what it is. Okay, so here's the deal. There was a settlement entered into between the president and Stormy Daniels. All right, after a lawsuit. And he paid her a settlement, right? The DA in Manhattan wants to argue that the settlement is, in fact, not really a settlement, but a campaign contribution, so his campaign wouldn't suffer from the bad press.
Wow. Rather specious.
Which the DOD, the Department of Justice, and the U.S. Attorney's Office, I think up in New York, refused to prosecute on, all right? Now, that's the first problem with the case. It's total BS, and it's a misdemeanor, and it's subject to a two-year statute of limitations, but they're trying to elevate it to a felony so that they don't have a statute of limitations problem. It's never been a felony, all right? So that's the first two problems. So that's what it's about. It's about the Stormy Daniels payment, and they're saying, oh, it constitutes a campaign contribution. It's not really a settlement, right?
Right.
Here's the second thing. Cohen, you know, Trump's old attorney, is the main witness that the DA is using in that case, all right?
Yeah, he's in jail, isn't he?
Well, he got convicted of perjury, I think tax fraud, and a bunch of other stuff, right? So, and his lawyer was Robert Costello, who was the former U.S. attorney, I think a prosecutor, actually, in the criminal division up there in New York. That was his lawyer. So Costello has been listening to Cohen going out there and bragging about all the stuff he knew about Trump and how Trump did this and Trump did that. Well, here's the problem. Costello represented Cohen when he was being prosecuted, and they were given offers many times to give him a lesser sentence if he would just tell everybody what he knew about Trump. And according to Costello, Cohen repeatedly says, I don't know anything about him. I don't know anything about him. And he was getting ready to literally jump off of a building because he didn't want to have to go to jail. He didn't want to spend a day in jail.
Right.
So what happened yesterday is that Costello says, I'm going to go talk to that grand jury. I'm going to tell him this guy's a damn liar. Because, I mean, I was his lawyer, and, you know, he repeatedly said he didn't know anything, and we've represented that to the U.S. Attorney's Office. And, in fact, Costello's the one who went to the Department of Justice when DOD was doing the same, looking at the same case,
yeah,
and said, here's 300-and-something emails to show you the guy's lying as you know what off. And here's the issue. Costello got a waiver of the from Cohen of the attorney-client privilege so he could talk to DOD. Otherwise, you couldn't get, you can't just go and tell the Department of Justice or the District Attorney in Manhattan what your former client said. That's privileged information, mm-hmm, unless you sign a waiver, all right? And he did. Cohen signed a waiver. So Costello saw basically Cohen just lying his you-know-what off day after day after day, and he said, you know, as a former U.S. attorney, assistant U.S. attorney in a criminal division, I cannot allow this guy to lie like this and basically try and convict somebody and lie. So he gave testimony before the grand jury yesterday and said, y'all, if you're relying on this guy's word, he is a liar. He told me, he told the Department of Justice, he told all these people multiple times that he had no information on Trump and knew nothing about Trump. Now he's out there, you know, trying to save his own skin, sell books, and become popular and everything else. The guy is a serial liar. And it's amazing to me because, you know, Costello, who represented him, he's no friend of Trump, right? He's not a Trump supporter, right? He's just a good old-fashioned U.S. attorney, assistant U.S. attorney, which, you know, my spouse used to be in that position.
Right.
And my father was a district attorney, and I've prosecuted cases. Just an old-school guy who doesn't like seeing people lie, you know, to convict people. So this is what the district attorney in Manhattan, who is an Antifa supporter, by the way, publicly an Antifa supporter, and a Donald Trump, Trump hater, this is what this guy's relying on, a very specious cause of action. And that is built on the house of cards of Cohen's testimony, which his own criminal defense attorney and a very good one has said the guy's lying through his, you know, teeth about all this. That's what we're about to spend all this, you know, time and effort discussing. But I hope that explains it to most people as to, you know, what's going on.
It just made me angrier, and I was already angry.
I know.
But I get it, and I appreciate the clarification, Chad.
All right, man. You guys have a great afternoon, okay?
Thanks. All right, call again tomorrow. Right, it's been lonely here. It's spring break week. Everybody's partying. Who is that silly person? Let's talk about Bama Lanes. I want to do something fun this afternoon. I would like to give away an Eaton Bowl for two. Okay. Eaton Bowl, that's three games of bowling, shoe rental, and a Bama Lanes burger and fries and beverage for two. Listen for this sound. It's the secret strike, and I did that for demonstration purposes only. When you hear it next, be the third caller at 272-9228, and you'll win Eaton Bowl for two at Bama Lanes. Time to have fun. I'm looking at the aftermath of a party here. In fact, it looks like an eXp Realty event at Bama Lanes from a while back. Perfect place, by the way. You want to have a kid's birthday party. Kids love real bowling. Not this virtual crap, but actually grabbing a ball, pushing it or throwing it, getting it at the pins, watching them fall, going through that excitement, jumping up and down, and they have an arcade for games and everything else. When my stepson was young, 10, 11, and 12, or whatever, we did at least three at Bama Lanes, and the kids that we invited had a great time, and the adults we invited had a great time. We are having our next bowling event there on April 1st. That's a Saturday at 2 p.m. We hope you come and join us. In the meantime, listen for the Secret Strike and check in with Bama Lanes. They've got leagues, they've got Eaton Bowl, and special rates throughout the week. Open 7 days on Atlanta Highway, and of course, Bama Lanes in Prattville as well. Listen for that Secret Strike. All right, it's 425 already.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We have a couple of accidents. First of all, 82 Zelda Road, a pedestrian struck by a vehicle there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. 3200 block Atlanta Highway, a little earlier, an accident there. That's going to be right near Bama Lanes. We've also got an accident, I-65 southbound at West Fairview Avenue on the interstate. We've got an accident, Highway 231 in Wetumpka, right near Fort Toulouse Road in front of the Popeyes. A lot of little accidents popping up this afternoon. Overall, traffic's light to moderate all over the area. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Have your eyebrows threaded at Z-Threading. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The big news is about a significant warming trend this week. In fact, even the nights are going to start to moderate. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Overnight, low 42. Tomorrow, the warm-up continues. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s on Wednesday, low to mid 80s on Thursday. More sunshine both days. Friday's high up to about 86. Small risk of showers in the afternoon, but showers and storms become likely Friday night, and a few of those could be strong. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Not to sound an alarm here, but that grass is going to start growing faster than you think. John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Be prepared with the reliability and performance of a Kubota zero-turn mower. Excellent control and excellent cut. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All right, I think I heard the Secret Strike. I decided to do it sooner or later, knowing that you have short attention spans this week. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Are you there? Is anybody there? Okay, apparently not. Hi, who's this? Hello? Anybody there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay. It's cowgirl.
Well, guess what? You're our winner.
For real?
For real.
Oh, my gosh.
Eaton Bowl for two. That's a $30 value. That's free bowling and shoes and the best burger on the planet, the Bama Lane's burger with fries. And you can redeem that on Atlanta Highway or in Prattville or wherever you want. And I'm going to put you on hold, and Rosie is going to ask you a lot of questions about you.
Wait.
And then she's going to apply for credit in your name, but don't worry about that. No, it's...
All right, thank you.
Thank you for listening. God, that was wonderful. What a great response. I am truly thrilled. And now this word from our attorneys.
The views and opinions of the following program... Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm sorry, I had itchy trigger fingers. And the lawyers are... they're going to ask...
What is wrong with you?
I was OZ. OZ, that's overzealous. So let's try it again.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
He gets really testy when I do that.
He's a tool.
Yeah, he is.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Because I'm not feeling love.
Hello, suicide hotline, please hold.
Yeah, because we're going to roll call. I think so.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You are a meathead.
You gotta have something.
Roy!
If you wanna be with me.
Only $50.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Only $50.
You gotta have something.
Let's get nuts!
If you wanna be with me.
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
Stupid ignorant.
Break away from the news for a minute. And it's hard to believe, after almost all these 18 years, that this started as a show about nothing. And it's funny, that whole thing is the format of Seinfeld, and it took me many years, but I finally got into that show. Do you find yourself, when you're watching a show like that? I watched All in the Family Sunday night, And I marvel at the brilliance, at the writing, at the genuine laughs. I've seen some of these things like a lot more than once. And they still make me laugh. Because sometimes what they do better than any other show is make me look in the mirror. And I will maintain until I'm blue in the face that we were making progress in this country, largely because we had not lost our sense of humor now. But woke has taken that away. It's not that people don't have a sense of humor, or it's not that they don't want to hear something that will make them laugh. They're afraid. I mean, it's so ridiculous to the point they're so afraid that if they laugh at the wrong kind of humor, they're going to be branded a certain way or canceled or fired from their job. This whole woke thing is an obscenity that's beyond my ability to quantify it. And I don't know about you, Rosie. Everybody I talk to hates woke.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's worse than ever. It's worse than ever. Anyway.
It's ridiculous and petty.
It so is. It is. And it's... All it is doing is further dividing us, but that's what they want. Oh, Biden administration has Supreme Court to overturn landmark gun ruling in Second Amendment legal battle. They want your... Hey, you know what? Chad references, and I got it in a message from my buddy Ray, that this whole thing with Trump's indictment and arrest and let's protest, they want to do a sequel to January 6th, where they can get all their plants in there, all their Antifa infiltrators and Ray Epps and his buddies back, so they can lead a large group of people into yet another opportunity to do anything from declare martial law. Who knows what their ugly, evil intention is. But all of it is designed, the primary goal is to take your eye off the monumentally beyond calculable god-awful job that this is the number that this administration is doing to our country every day. Banks closing because of ESG loans. Hey, I got a way we can go green. Give me $10 million. No bankers, no risk officers. This is why you're hearing these stories.
That's the woke agenda.
That is the woke agenda. Let's go green. Let's go backwards. Let's go back to where basically we're eating bugs. And nobody's driving. And you better hope everybody you love is a walk away, because we're taking all the cars off the road. And all of this is being driven and directed by people who are so fundamentally miserable with their own lives. They want to spread it. They're all carriers. They don't know how to be happy. They don't. They are the great American Les Miserables. And rather than look in the mirror and do something about it, they want to give it to you. And that's what socialism, communism, all these ideologies that look so great on paper, what they ultimately do is spread equal misery. Except for the 2% that are administering these ideologies. They do okay. I think it's at moments like this that I need the wisdom of a Menthol Meredith. And she is going to speak to us shortly about, what is her topic? Oh, the TikTok ban. Yeah, let's get all obsessed about that. We are so proud to be sponsored in part by Adams Drugs. I am an Adams Drugs customer, and for many years, well, it's been almost 10 years. When I first partnered up with them, I had all my prescriptions set up at the Adams Drugs on Vaughan Road, east of Taylor. And it didn't take long to get to know the staff there, Lamar, my pharmacist, and so forth. I loved the way I was treated there. But they make everybody feel special there. They take the time to get to know your name. It's sort of like Cheers. It's welcoming. Come on in. What can we do to take care of you and your health needs today? All your over-the-counter needs are there. nice gift shops. And if you need a candy bar and a Coke, you can get that too. But the respect, the customer service, the effort to build a relationship so that you do business with them forever is second to none. If you're tired of feeling like another face in the crowd at a chain pharmacy, if you're tired of being the fifth car in line at the drive-thru and they're too busy to answer any questions, you need to go to adamsdrugs.net, find the one nearest you, and begin a road to mental wellness when it comes to taking care of your family's health care needs. People who make that up.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, authorities are making quick work out of some of our earlier accidents. However, still use caution. 82 Zelda Road, that's right near the Domino's. We had a pedestrian struck there earlier. We understand that's out of the roadway now. 3200 block Atlanta Highway, just down from Bama Lanes. We believe that one may also be clear. Buckle up, drive carefully. No other major problems that we know of at the moment. Traffic's getting pretty busy around Montgomery and outbound on Highway 31 to Prattville and 231 to Wetumpka. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
1819 News.
The National Transportation Safety Board has now released a preliminary report on the cause of a Norfolk Southern train derailment in Calhoun County. On March 9th of this year, 36 train cars left the tracks in that county. Three of those cars had toxic residue from sodium hydrosulfide and ferrous chloride. The NTSB now believes that the lack of alignment control couplers caused the derailment. These couplers are part of required protocols for Norfolk Southern. However, they were not in place on that train. The train derailment caused $2.9 million in damage. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls His people to care for vulnerable children in His name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to lifelinechild.org.
The identities are now released of two homicide victims in Spanish Fort. 52-year-old Clemmy Brown and his wife, 42-year-old Soretta, were shot multiple times in their own home this past weekend. Authorities have now taken their son, Trinell Brown, into custody for that shooting. Police also revealed that Brown's 4-year-old daughter was present during that shooting because she had been living with those grandparents. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville will be holding a virtual town hall this Wednesday regarding America's fentanyl crisis. The senator will be holding the discussion with a panel of experts on the issue. The town hall starts at 11 a.m. Central Time and will be live streamed on Facebook. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Grace Tire and Auto has extended the sale to celebrate its 25th anniversary.
Tires at cost, plus mountain balance and throwback pricing on alignment. Only $25. Now through March 31st at all locations.
Don't need tires immediately? Buy them before the end of March, and Grace will hold them for you until you do.
Don't miss the anniversary celebration through March 31st at Grace Tire and Auto.
Visit GraceTireCenter.com.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The big news is about a significant warming trend this week. In fact, even the nights are going to start to moderate. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Overnight, low 42. Tomorrow, the warm-up continues. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s on Wednesday, low to mid 80s on Thursday. More sunshine both days. Friday's high up to about 86. Small risk of showers in the afternoon, but showers and storms become likely Friday night, and a few of those could be strong. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looks like America's gonna ban that TikTok webpage. Now, I don't know all the particulars, but something about how China can use it to spy on you while you pee or something, I guess. I don't know. Sucks that they're banning it, because I heard you can make a buttload of money on it. And I was gonna start one where I do line dances while giving out tanning tips. So, like, I'd be doing the tush push, and then I'd say, like, okay, to get a little greasy glisten, slather some WD-40 up on them thighs. You know, it'd be real, real useful stuff like that. Entertaining and informative. So, who cares if China's watching? I got nothing to hide. That's why I never pull down the shades in my trailer. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. My Arby's slip and fall lawsuit winnings came in, so Mama's getting her dentures out of repo today.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
I did it again. I don't know why I do it. I think because I had it on the computer for so many years, but I just made the mistake of looking at Drudge. In addition to a picture of Ron DeSantis I've never seen before, he looks like a mafioso guy there. I mean, it's...
looks like he's got leprosy.
Hideous. It's hideous. Joe Biden's approval rating is 46%.
No, it's not.
If that's true, we're screwed. Why bother? If after all of this... inflation, bank closings, sending billions of dollars to get involved in a war for that disgraceful exit from Afghanistan, for a family we know, anybody that pays attention and doesn't want to stay in denial knows has been getting paid off by China big time. And for all the other havoc they have wreaked on this country, he's got 46%?
No.
And I'm supposed to believe that Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, who left behind 1.4% inflation and energy independence, had like 38%. Because they have succeeded in turning us into a nation of morons. Where personalities prevail over principles. MAGA nasty, the ugliest campaign. That's their big thing now. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. They're obsessed. With that 46% approval, home prices fall for the first time in 13 years. But let's have more. Let's have four more years, right, of a doddering old fart who doesn't know what day of the week it is, running around inventing words everywhere he goes, dumping the pressure. Next one's rent. Where am I? Who am I? Let me bite Jill's fingers. This is what we become. And I'll tell you, did you see the video of Fauci? I don't know what possessed him, because the man clearly belongs in jail. As Rand Paul suggests, he and somebody else went door to door pushing the vaccine in an underprivileged neighborhood in New York. Somebody said, no solicitors. I'm Anthony Fauci. I was America's hero 3 years ago. That was true. 3 years ago. We had just started doing our Saturday morning show because everybody was living deep in a state of fear. And what a shame that we are still not completely out of that yet.
Did you know he's doing a new PBS American Masters documentary?
Fauci?
Yes.
Why are we paying for that?
He says, yeah, I was wrong.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's it? I was wrong? And that's it? No consequences? No, he wasn't just wrong. He was destructively wrong.
And he was intentional in his wrongness. He knew he was wrong when he was doing it.
Who is Richard Dawkins? And why would we declare infamous atheist?
Mm-hmm.
Makes declaration on gender. I think after I read this, I've got a big pile of papers right here of crap. And I think our format for the 5 o'clock hour after we talk to Brandt's going to be all crap all the time. This guy says there are only two sexes as a matter of science, and that's all there is to it.
Well, he got something right.
Hey, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
What's amazing is he's agreeing with God.
Yeah.
I wonder if he realizes that.
Probably not. Only two, that is very true. This whole gender ideology nonsense, this insanity. Parents, or rather teachers in some districts in this country, telling students, don't tell your parents about this.
That's insidious.
I am amazed that we have not heard the story of an angry parent going to a school and beating the snot out of a teacher.
Yeah.
I think there's been a remarkable level of control. We certainly saw the anger. I mean, the school situation is what made Virginia a red state.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, if you have a penis, you are not a female, and you should be not... Who is it? Somebody the school decided they'd rather not play than play against a team that said, even though that's a male,
yeah,
dressed as a girl, they weren't going to play. Stuck by their guns.
And I say, good for them.
Absolutely, and we have to support that. Meanwhile, California, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They have painted themselves into such a corner. They're already $22 billion in debt. The school district in L.A., where the average teacher salary is $118,000 a year, went on strike, because that's not enough. And maybe it isn't in a state where they take half your pay for taxes. And all the other... But this idea that San Francisco is going to pay every African-American... And how they're going to figure this out, I don't know. Here's my prediction. They're tossing around a figure of $5 million per person. $1 houses. $1 houses and $97,000 a year in guaranteed income. Here's my prediction on it. We are about to see the next big gold rush in America. Because they're the only ones that are getting close to making something like this happen. That's just what are they going to pay for that with?
Gavin Newsom is a lunatic.
Yeah. And he'd probably get 46% approval, too, because we've just gotten stupid. This move is pure Democrat. What does that mean? Oh!
That the Babylon Bee?
No, this is not a made-up headline. It's from the Washington Free Beacon. California Attorney General blames the automakers for a car theft spike.
Oh, yeah.
Really? It's the car makers' fault that people are stealing cars, not the piss poor mental compass, the lack of values, the entitlement that I can take your car because I'm probably going to get away with it because I'm in California and they don't put anybody in jail here. This is where they're at, and they're wondering why people are fleeing there like the whole place is on fire, friends. It's unbelievable.
That guy's a yo-yo.
So we're going all crap all the time, and the sooner the better.
Well,
Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings is the place to include, you know, when you furniture shop, you should see more than one place because you might miss that perfect chair, that perfect sofa, the perfect bedroom suite, whatever it is you're looking to find. Include Kaiser. A, they've got the biggest selection with 65,000 square feet in their very functional, fundamental warehouse, but not with all the expensive trappings, which you pay for, by the way, when you shop at other places. It's all about selection and choice, and boy, do they have it. We wanted a recliner that was big enough for a human being with a dog to lay next, had to rock, had to swivel, and had to be comfortable. And by the time we saw Stella up at Kaiser, she had 10 of them lined up. Our budget was $400. I think it was $397 for the one we picked out. But we had 10 great choices. It actually, we were jumping from chair to chair. Okay, well, but what about this one? But this one might be a little bit easier to keep clean because you're a slob, Greg, and all this crazy stuff. But we bought it, and we love it. And yes, every once in a while I walk through that room and I see Mr. Fatobotamus Potamus there all stretched out next to Mommy and just enjoying life. It's great. Whatever you need, they've got it. At the end of the day, you only pay 8.25% sales tax there, and they have two people who are absolutely phenomenal. Stella was the one that took care of us on that search for the right recliner. We never even went anywhere else because the price was right. The selection was great, and I didn't want to risk mental illness getting more confused. I was happy then. We're happy today. By the way, if you go big, if you need a lot of furniture, if you spend $1,000 or more, you can do that with a Synchrony Luxury account at 0% for qualified customers at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. And the sales tax there is only 8.25% and not 10, so you save on that too. They're at 11. They're not at 11. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. They're at 4 times 11. 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Right outside the Montgomery Taxing District. Right in the middle of everywhere. Stop by and see Stella and Cheryl and the great team at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. And I think if you have any reluctance, it'll be overcome by a visit to their website, shopkaiser.com. Traffic at 4:58.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we have a lot of cars on the road. The boulevard is very busy now all the way around the city. Some of our busier spots, Congressman Dickinson to Highway 231 and Wetumpka, Taylor Road, East South Boulevard, right around Woodley Road, Narrow Lane, and we got a lot of cars on Southwest Boulevard at I-65. Interstate looking pretty good right now through downtown Montgomery. Few minor accidents around, but none of them are causing any major problems. So buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Your good credit, no money down, gets you anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyotas, Chevys, Fords, they're all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on the East Boulevard. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Your roof protects the biggest investments you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship, at a fair price.
No gimmicks. And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the pocket.